A United Nations official says nearly 95% of African children living with AIDS do not have a way to get treatment for the disease. Michelle Sidibe is executive director of the Joint UN Program on HIV/AIDS. Researchers have shown that infection with HIV, the human immunodeficiency virus, leads to development of the disease. Mr. Sidibe spoke Tuesday during a visit to Cameroon. There, people living with AIDS reported shortages of antiretroviral drugs. The UN official said that more than 90% of the 3 million children infected with AIDS live in African countries south of the Sahara. Patients living with AIDS in sub-Saharan Africa often do not have access to medical treatment. "We need to think about treatment for children. This is really a major challenge for me because it is a forgotten phase," Mr. Sidibe said. He added that only 6% of children living with AIDS in Africa have access to treatment. UNAIDS reported that only 24% of children worldwide needing antiretroviral treatment received it in 2013. That same year, 190,000 children died of the disease. Mr. Sidibe said, "Many people with AIDS die in silence. In many places in Africa, talking about the disease remains a taboo subject, something that should not be discussed." Minyam John has been living with AIDS for 15 years. He says it is very difficult to get complete treatment for the disease. "Some medical supplies are not always available," he says. "Some doctors even change treatment for some patients because they do not have enough supplies." UNAIDS research shows that sub-Saharan Africa has the most serious problem with HIV and AIDS in the world. The disease has had major social and economic effects on the area. 25 million people with AIDS live in sub-Saharan Africa. That represents about 70% of all cases. I'm Jonathan Evans. Words in this story: patient, noun, a person who receives medical care or treatment. Taboo, adjective, not acceptable to talk about or do. Supplies, noun, things that are needed for a particular purpose and that will be used by a particular person or group.